I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo has asked the city's Chief Operations Officer Jimmy Bryant to launch an investigation into the ongoing concerns surrounding Evangeline Place townhouses. The townhouses are being built on the corner of Lammy Lane and Broadmoor Boulevard and have caused an uproar from nearby residents who say the development is being built illegally. Mayo says Bryant is tasked with looking at the zoning process to make sure that procedures were followed. The mayor says the city will take any necessary actions pending the results of the investigation. A group of residents has complained to Monroe City Council, Planning and Zoning Commissions, and several others to try to get the issue resolved. They claim the development is being built under the wrong zoning and outside of the 180-day period to begin construction following permit approval. Well, the new Monroe City School Board began its term Tuesday night. Members signed official paperwork prior to the public meeting. Superintendent Brent Fedrine says they had originally planned to sign papers in the boardroom but moved to the back room because of distractions in the main conference center. Rodney McFarland was elected board president, and former board member Brenda Schelling was elected vice president. Also nominated for vice president was board member Bill Wilson. The vote was split 4-3. The Rapides Parish Sheriff's Office says the town clerk in Forest Hill has been arrested on multiple counts of forgery, malfeasance in office, and more. Lieutenant Tommy Carline says their investigation began when town officials discovered some discrepancies in their fine collections.
And discovered that several money orders that were sent to the town to pay fines were allegedly cashed by the town clerk, Trista Goldman.
31-year-old Trista Goldman had allegedly been cashing money orders that were being sent to the town for fine payments. Carline says Goldman was booked into the Rapides Parish Detention Center.
For 17 counts of forgery, 17 counts of malfeasance in office, 17 counts of injuring public records, and 17 counts of filing false public records, all of which are felonies.
Carline says the final amount of the money orders Goldman is accused of cashing has not been determined as the investigation is ongoing. According to 24/7 Wall Street, Louisiana is the fifth most dangerous state in the U.S. The report indicates more dangerous than Louisiana are Alaska, New Mexico, Nevada, and Tennessee. LSU criminologist Edward Shihada says Louisiana is always ranked high nationally on crime.
And at its core, it's got to do with the relationship between poverty and lack of education and crime.
The report also says Louisiana ranks third highest in poverty, and only 83% of people here have a high school diploma, which is the fourth lowest. Shahada says it's important to remember that the crime rate is improving in Louisiana, but it's also coming down in other states. For the KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies during the day today with a high in the low 40s, partly cloudy tonight, and very cold with a low in the mid-teens.